Many of the composers associated with Vienna were actually from other places and moved there to find fame and fortune. Mozart, Beethoven, Mahler, Brahms. Erich Wolfgang Korngold was forced to do the opposite. Born in Vienna in 1897, he was a child prodigy whose music was being published at age 11. But he was forced to leave his country in the 1930s because of the growing influence of the Nazi Party. A Jew, Korngold grew increasingly uncomfortable in the 30s, and when offered the chance to write film scores in Hollywood, he left Vienna permanently in 1938. In Hollywood, Korngold wrote some of the most original and spectacular film scores ever heard, so memorable that some of his films are remembered only for the music. In 1945, he briefly returned to writing for the concert stage and created the violin concerto you're hearing now. It's filled with beautiful melodies, many of them borrowed from his gorgeous film music. Nikolai Znaider will perform the concerto with conductor John Andrea Noseda and the Pittsburgh Symphony in March. On New Year's Day, 1839, the little-known composer Robert Schumann was searching through the papers of the little-known composer Franz Schubert, who had died 11 years earlier at the age of 31. Schubert had left many unpublished manuscripts, which had collected dust since his death. Try to imagine how Schumann felt when he blew the dust off this score, and as he paged through it, came to realize that he was holding a true masterpiece of beauty and structure. A magnum opus that was not only Schubert's greatest symphony, but one of the greatest ever written by anyone. In fact, today it's known as Schubert's Great C Major Symphony. The PSO plays it with John Andrea Noseda on these concerts in March.